Imagine a veteran police officer does everything perfectly during a really high-stakes, chaotic crisis. I mean, they use textbook de-escalation tactics, follow every protocol, and they keep everyone safe.
Right, which is exactly what you want to happen.
Exactly. But then, you know, months later, the city still loses a multi-million dollar lawsuit over that exact incident. And why? Because a single, like, coffee-stained sign-in sheet from a de-escalation class got lost behind a filing cabinet somewhere.
It's just wild to think about.
It is. The officer was perfectly trained, but the city just couldn't prove it on paper. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today we're exploring this massive kind of hidden liability that sits quietly in the back offices of cities all over the country.
Yeah, the invisible crisis of police training paperwork.
Right. And more importantly for you listening, we're looking at how a very specific application of AI is stepping in to solve it and actually completely rewriting the economics of running a small government agency.
Because it's a huge problem.
Oh, massive. And look, if you love those aha moments about how complex systems actually work, you're in the right place. This isn't some dry tech manual. It's about a software platform called SkyBadge, and they have this motto that essentially says, you know, legacy software stores what your people type, but we actually do the typing for you. So, okay, let's unpack this.
What's fascinating here is that when most people hear AI and law enforcement in the same sentence, their minds immediately jump to the extremes, you know?
Oh, for sure. Like RoboCop or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We picture, like, predictive policing algorithms, facial recognition networks, or, I don't know, autonomous drones. We think of technology trying to replace human judgment.
Right. The scary sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. But the reality of what we're analyzing today is entirely different. It's about AI doing something incredibly difficult yet entirely unglamorous, which is just reading handwritten paper.
Which sounds simple, but it really isn't.
No, not at all. It takes this crushing administrative burden and automates the most tedious, high-risk part of it. By focusing on the back office instead of the streets, this technology alters the entire risk profile of a department.
And to really grasp the impact of that, we have to look at the sheer scale of this invisible paperwork crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would assume the most important part of police training is the physical mastery of the skills, right?
Yeah, like actually learning CPR or practicing defensive driving.
Yeah, but in the eyes of the law, that physical reality of the training is just entirely superseded by the administrative reality of the record. If the record isn't there, it didn't happen.
And that distinction is the core of the problem for small departments, which we're defining here as agencies with roughly 10 to 75 officers.
Which is a lot of departments.
Most of them, actually. Every single law enforcement agency in the country operates under these strict legal mandates to prove their officers' certifications are up to date. And the current standard for managing this in most of these smaller departments is, well, it's almost medieval.
Medieval is a good word for it. It's all binders and highlighters.
Literally. Usually, the entire burden falls on a single training coordinator. One person is tasked with tracking the compliance of dozens of officers across a constantly shifting landscape of state requirements.
Which means they're spending, what, 8 to 10 hours every single week just doing manual data entry?
Yes. We're talking about a human being sitting at a desk, squinting at paper sign-in sheets, and retyping names, badge numbers, dates into Excel spreadsheets, or, you know, some clunky software built 20 years ago.
Just mindless typing?
Mindless, but high stakes. They have to cross-reference expiration dates manually and build these complex state compliance reports by hand.
And that manual bottleneck creates the terrifying deeper truth that keeps city attorneys awake at night, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. After any use of force event or liability claim, the very first thing plaintiff attorneys target during the discovery phase is the officer's training file.
Wow, the very first thing.
Almost always. Because they aren't just looking for what the officer did wrong in the field. They are looking for an administrative lapse.
So if a plaintiff's attorney asks for the file, and that coordinator just can't find it because, you know, the sign-in sheet is buried in a stack of unentered paper on their desk legally,
yeah,
the system treats it as if that training never happened.
Exactly. The agency absorbs massive liability, even if the officer did everything right out on the street.
It's like having a fully comprehensive platinum-tier insurance policy on your house.
Yeah.
Like you paid the premiums, you did the work.
Right.
But when a hurricane hits and the roof blows off, you realize you lost the physical piece of paper with the policy number, and the insurance company has no digital record of you. The protection is just meaningless without the proof.
That's a perfect analogy. The physical reality simply ceases to matter in that courtroom. And certifications slip through the cracks quietly in these apartments all the time.
Just from human error.
Right. A CPR certification expires on a Tuesday, a defensive tactics renewal is missed by a week, and suddenly an officer out on patrol is a walking liability for the city.
And it's not malicious.
No, it doesn't happen because of malicious intent. It happens because a single coordinator was buried under a mountain of spreadsheets, got pulled into another urgent task, and simply missed a single cell turning red on a screen.
Yeah, just a tiny oversight.
Yeah.
So understanding that crushing weight is what makes the actual solution here so interesting to me. We need to look at how this technology intercepts that administrative disaster, but without just dumping another complicated software workflow onto the department.
Because they don't have time to learn complicated new software.
Exactly. So let's look at the Monday morning scenario from the source data. It's 7:40 a.m. The training coordinator sits down at her desk, and instead of pulling out a stack of paper and opening a blank spreadsheet, she opens the Sky Badge readiness board.
And the interface there is really designed for immediate visual comprehension. It's a single screen displaying a readiness percentage for the entire department right at the top.
So you know exactly where you stand immediately.
Yep. And below that is a grid of squares representing every officer. Green means their training is current. Amber indicates something is expiring soon. And red means the certification has completely lapsed.
It instantly provides a short list of exactly who needs what.
Yes, with the necessary classes already suggested.
Okay. But the real bottleneck has always been getting the data into the system in the first place.
Right.
Like, let's say there was a defensive tactics class on Friday afternoon. 8 officers attended.
Right.
There's a physical paper sign-in sheet sitting on the coordinator's desk with 8 handwritten signatures. The old way means she sits there for 30 minutes retyping all of that.
But in this new workflow, she picks up her smartphone and just takes a photograph of that piece of paper.
Just quick photo.
Yeah. In about 30 seconds, the AI reads the names, the badge numbers, the course title, the date, and the hours. It matches each row to the department's digital roster, shows her exactly what it extracted from the image, and she simply taps a button to confirm.
And then they're just filed.
Those 8 records are permanently filed.
Okay, wait, what about terrible handwriting, I have to ask? Because cops writing on a clipboard on the hood of a car, how can AI read smudges without making a dangerous mistake?
It's a great question, because if a mistake here creates a legal liability, the AI can't just be guessing,
right.
And it doesn't guess. The underlying mechanism of how it reads that handwriting is critical here. The AI uses computer vision to isolate the text on the page, but it isn't reading those scribbles in a vacuum.
What do you mean?
It takes the visual data it extracts and actively maps it against the department's known structured database, their roster. It's looking for context.
Oh, I see.
Once it maps the scribble to the roster, it calculates a mathematical confidence score based on those parameters.
So, like, if the scribble starts with a D and ends with an O, and the badge number next to it has a 7 in it, the system cross-references the roster, finds Officer Delgado, whose badge ends in 7, and says, okay, high confidence, this is Delgado.
Yes, exactly. And the system is governed by a strict human-in-the-loop threshold.
Meaning a human always has the final say.
Right. If that mathematical confidence score drops, say, the name is really badly smudged and the AI is only 60% sure it's Delgado, it doesn't file the record automatically.
That stops.
It explicitly flagged that specific row for the human coordinator to review and decide. It brings the human into the loop only when human judgment is necessary, rather than forcing them to do the entire data entry loop themselves from scratch.
So it shifts the human's job from data entry to data verification, which is way faster.
Much faster. And for that legal audit trail we talked about, the original photograph of the roster is permanently attached to the digital record.
Oh, wow.
So if a city attorney needs to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that an officer was in a specific class 3 years ago, they don't just have a plain text database entry. They pull up the high-resolution photo of the original sign-in sheet with the officer's actual signature on it.
That is bulletproof. Having that irrefutable historical record solves the retroactive problem. But the source material shows the system is also built to prevent future disasters, right? Like shifting the department from a reactive posture, scrambling to catch up on expired training, to a proactive one.
Yes, and this is where it gets really smart. Let's advance that Monday morning scenario to, say, 11:15 a.m.
Yeah.
Officer Delgado is out on patrol.
Okay.
His phone buzzes with a text message directly from the system. It says, "Your CPR certification expires in 45 days. Next class is Feb 10. Reply yes to reserve a seat."
Wait, so he just replies from his cruiser?
Exactly. When he replies yes, the system automatically routes that response and books him into the class.
That completely eliminates the friction of the old system. I mean, you're replacing a faded memo pinned to a break room corkboard that nobody ever reads.
Or a coordinator leaving endless voicemails trying to track officers down in the hallway between shifts.
It's like having an incredibly competent personal assistant who doesn't just file your papers, but actively taps you on the shoulder before you miss a deadline, and they're already holding the solution.
It's a game changer for compliance.
Yeah.
And the proactive capabilities extend to the department leadership as well, particularly through plain English queries.
Meaning you can just ask it questions.
Yeah. A police chief doesn't need to know how to write complex database queries to understand their department's readiness. They can ask the system in conversational English, "Who hasn't completed de-escalation this cycle?" and receive an instant, accurate answer.
Okay, but how does it do that without hallucinating? Because we've all seen AI language models just confidently invent information when you ask them a question. And in a law enforcement compliance setting, a hallucinated answer is a massive liability.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
But the architecture here prevents hallucination by restricting where the AI can look for answers. When the chief asks that question, the AI isn't scraping the open internet or generating some creative response. It translates the plain English question into a strict query that only searches the department's structured data fields.
So it's fenced in.
Entirely. And those fields are meticulously mapped to publicly published state training regulations. It's analyzing hard data dates, course codes, and roster status, and simply presenting those specific facts back to the user.
That makes a lot of sense.
So at 4:30 p.m., right before a city council meeting, a chief can see exactly where the department stands in half a second, based purely on their own verified records.
But we need to talk about that data architecture itself, because bringing AI into a police department's internal systems naturally raises serious alarms about privacy, data security, and who actually controls the information.
It's usually the first question agencies have.
Right. And you listening are probably wondering about these risks too, so we have to look at how this platform is built, because the foundational philosophy here is highly unusual for a tech company.
It really is. The design employs what amounts to an anti-Skynet philosophy.
I love that term.
It fits perfectly. The absolute foundational rule is that the AI never makes decisions about a human being. It contains zero logic regarding promotions, shift assignments, or disciplinary actions.
So no AI deciding who makes sergeant.
Never. Its sole function is to read paperwork and suggest administrative actions. Humans confirm every single step.
And the data it has access to is strictly limited, right? We're talking about training records, which are personnel data, not criminal justice data. The source is very clear that the system intentionally does not connect to CJIS, the Criminal Justice Information Services databases.
And that separation is a critical security barrier. It accepts no criminal case data, no medical records, and no data regarding minor.
Not at all.
None. On top of that, visibility is restricted at the database level. Officers can only view their own individual records. They cannot snoop into their partner's training history.
Which satisfies both union requirements and strict internal privacy protocols. Here's where it gets really interesting. This translates to a massive reduction in risk. Because if the system were somehow compromised, the absolute worst thing a bad actor could discover is that, Officer Smith needs a CPR refresher course next month.
Right, they aren't getting access to active investigations or sensitive citizen data.
But beyond external threats, there's the issue of the vendor itself. I mean, enterprise software companies are notorious for data hostage tactics. They make it incredibly painful and expensive to migrate your data out of their ecosystem, so you just never leave.
The dreaded vendor lock-in.
Exactly. But SkyBadge approaches this entirely differently with their freedom guarantee.
Yeah, under this guarantee, the agency retains absolute ownership of their data at all times. The department's records are never utilized to train external, overarching AI model.
That is huge.
It is. And if an agency decides to leave the platform, they can export everything, every digital record, the full history, and all those original high-resolution roster photos at any time, entirely for free.
No fees to get your own data back.
None. Even if they simply stop paying their bill, the account doesn't disappear or get held hostage. It just transitions into a read-only mode for 90 days.
And the ultimate proof of this architecture is the written deletion certificate, which is wild to me. When an agency leaves, The company doesn't just deactivate the login credentials. They provide a legally binding document certifying that the agency's data have been cryptographically wiped from the servers.
A written deletion certificate is incredibly rare in SOS. Usually, tech companies fight tooth and nail to retain your data for future mining.
Oh, always. Data is the new oil, right?
Exactly. So offering a guaranteed, frictionless exit proves the entire architecture is built around the agency's authority rather than the software company's desire to harvest data.
But that level of architectural discipline usually comes with an enterprise price tag. I mean, if this technology is so advanced, you'd naturally assume a custom AI solution with zero retention data policies and computer vision is going to cost millions of dollars and require a multi-year integration process.
Right, which would mean small departments with a 30-person roster generally get priced out of this tier of technology before the conversation even starts.
Which completely contradicts the whole mission of serving those small agencies. But the pricing model here actually rewrites the economics of government software. The pricing is entirely public and completely flat.
Which is so refreshing.
Truly. A small agency with under 30 sworn officers pays $250 a month. A medium agency with 30 to 75 officers pays $500 a month.
Furthermore, there are no per-user fees. Unlimited logins are included for the training coordinator, the chief, and every single officer.
So no penalties for actually using it?
None. The monthly rate never fluctuates based on usage, and there are zero hidden setup fees, support fees, or mandatory paid training classes. It just operates on a simple month-to-month basis.
We really have to do the money math on this to see the real impact. Because the department might look at this and say, well, we already use Excel, and Excel is practically free. But the true cost of legacy software is the human labor required to operate it. It's exactly like buying a cheap computer printer. You pay $40 at the store and think you got a great deal. But the ink cartridges cost $80, and you have to replace them constantly.
The ink is what gets you.
The ink is what bankrupts you. In this scenario, the ink is the human labor required to manually type everything.
And when you run the numbers, a coordinator spending 8 to 10 hours a week doing manual data entry equates to roughly $12,000 to $15,000 a year in taxpayer-funded salary dedicated purely to typing.
Just typing.
Yeah. While the platform, for a small department, costs $3,000 a year and completely automates the typing.
And plus?
The massive consulting fees and months of integration required by legacy vendors are also eliminated. Setup takes a single afternoon.
Afternoon.
Literally.
Yeah.
The agency provides one spreadsheet of their roster, the back end is configured, and the coordinator can start photographing rosters that same week.
That's incredibly fast.
Even decades of old records and physical three-ring binders can just be photographed page by page with zero manual retyping.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the architecture and economics of this platform stem directly from its builders. SkyBadge was developed by Dr. Waheed Wade Ali and the team at SKY AI, who focus specifically on deploying secure AI for government operations.
And they're an official partner in the Lenovo AI Innovators Program, which adds a lot of credibility.
Yeah, and the founder works directly with founding agencies. Those founding agencies actually receive their first 6 months free and get their pricing locked in for 2 years. It really reinforces the philosophy that AI should do the labor while your people keep the authority.
By automating the manual data entry with high-confidence computer vision and leaving all final approvals and compliance decisions in the hands of the agency, they have successfully threaded a very complex needle in government technology.
So what does this all mean? When we zoom out, the core value proposition for you listening is pretty clear. This platform allows a police department to definitively prove their training without the weekend ruining typing.
It's peace of mind.
It really is. It offers continuous expiration monitoring, proactive communication, and an irrefutable audit trail that a city attorney can actually love.
It solves a massive legal vulnerability. Hmm. But, you know, I want to leave everyone a broader thought to kind of mull over.
Oh, absolutely.
We discussed how this system maps the data it reads against complex, constantly updating state laws to ensure compliance, right?
Yeah.
Well, if an AI can be designed to instantly track, map, and enforce compliance against rigid legal mandates just from a smartphone photo of a messy sign-in sheet, what other massive, highly regulated sectors are currently drowning in paper?
That is a brilliant point.
Think about healthcare. Think about aviation or heavy construction. How many massive centers of our economy are currently relying on a tired coordinator, a messy binder, and manual data entry, sitting just one lost piece of paper away from a catastrophic failure?
That is a fascinating question to leave on. Because if the blueprint works for the high-stakes world of law enforcement, the foundation is already laid for everywhere else. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.